Friends, a happy Easter to all of you. Today we celebrate the second Sunday of Easter, liturgical year C. Today we also celebrate the octave day of Easter, that is the eighth day of Easter. Easter is the biggest feast in the church. That's why we celebrate it in 8 days. The past 8 days were all solemnities, including today. We celebrated the past 8 days as if it was Easter Sunday. But the Easter season does not stop on the 8th day. The Easter season continues for 50 days up to Pentecost, the descent of the Holy Spirit. And that's why we'll see this Easter candle here in the sanctuary for 50 days, because Easter is the most important feast in the church. So we celebrate it for 50 days up to Pentecost Sunday. The Gospel today tells us that on the day of His resurrection, Jesus appeared to His disciples. Jesus appeared to His disciples through the closed door because they were afraid of the Jews. The first thing to note is this. The resurrected body of Jesus is a transformed body. It can pass through closed doors, not limited by time and space. It can be at any time and at any place, not limited time and space. That is why this resurrected body can enter the bread and change the bread into His body, His risen body. And when we eat His risen body in the bread of the Eucharist, He gives us the Holy Spirit to forgive our sins, to give us new life, and to send us out, to send us out to proclaim the good news. That's why after every Mass, I always say, go and announce the Gospel of the Lord. Again, the Gospel tells us on the day of His resurrection, Jesus appeared to His disciples who were behind closed doors. And He said to them, peace be with you. Peace, shalom, salvation. The peace of salvation. A peace that the world cannot give. And then He showed them His hands and His side. His side. And the disciples were filled with joy. A joy that the world cannot take away. And for a second time, He said to them, peace be with you. And He said, as the Father sent me, so I'm sending you. After that, He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they are retained. In other words, you go and proclaim the good news. Those who believe in the good news and are baptized will have their sins forgiven. Those who do not believe and are not baptized will not have their sins forgiven. This is Pentecost Sunday for St. John. For St. John, Jesus gave the Holy Spirit on the day of His resurrection. But for St. Luke, who wrote the Acts of the Apostles and the Gospel of Luke, Jesus rose from the dead, spent 40 days with his disciples, ascended into heaven, and sent His Holy Spirit on the 50th day. So you're wondering, why so different? Because the evangelists are not writing history. Because history cannot save you. The evangelists are writing theology. Theo means God, logy, the study of God. Theology. So, for St. John, today, the day of resurrection is the day of Pentecost. Go and proclaim the good news so that those who believe and are baptized will have their sins forgiven. But, according to the Catholic Church, the Council of Trent in the 16th century, we see in this Gospel more than the sacrament of baptism. We see in it also the sacrament of penance or reconciliation, or we call it confession. Because God is merciful. After baptism, we commit sin, God continues to forgive us. That's why the sacrament of penance or reconciliation or or confession, God is merciful. That's why today we also celebrate the feast of the divine mercy. God is merciful. After baptism, you commit sin again, then the church on behalf of God forgive your sins in the sacrament of penance. But more than that, the second part of the gospel tells us that when Jesus appeared to his disciples, Thomas was not there. So when the disciples told Thomas that they have seen the Lord, Thomas refused to believe. You know what Thomas said? Thomas said, unless I see the holes that the nails have made in his hands, unless I put my finger into the holes, and unless I put my hand into his side where the spear poked, I will not believe. Then 8 days later, Octave Day, 8 days later, Jesus appeared to his disciples again, behind closed doors, for fear of the Jews. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. Then Jesus said to Thomas, put your fingers here into the holes in my hands. Here are my hands. Put your hand into my side where the spear pierced. Doubt no longer and believe. And Thomas said, my Lord and my God. That is the highest confession of faith in the four Gospels. My Lord and my God. That is the highest confession of faith in the four Gospels. Not only my Lord, but also my God. Not only my God, but also my Lord. What's the difference? Because when you say my Lord, he can be a human being. You can call him my Lord. But my Lord and my God. But if it is only my God and not my Lord, then you are like the devil. The devil also believes in God, but the devil never called God my Lord, my Master. Never, never, never. The devil believes in God, but the devil never called God my Lord or my Master. He never submit to God. He's too proud. So Thomas said, my Lord and my God. That is the highest confession of faith. Doubting Thomas made the highest confession of faith in the four Gospels because he met the risen Lord. And you know what Jesus said after that? You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who have not seen me yet believe. What does that mean? That means this. Blessed are those who have not seen me yet believe. On the testimony and witness of the apostles, particularly Thomas. This you can read in St. John chapter 17 verse 20. St. John chapter 17 verse 20. Jesus not only prayed for his disciples, but also prayed for all those who come to believe in him through the words of the disciples. John 17:20. Also, Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Where Jesus promised to give the Holy Spirit to his disciples so that they will preach the good news not only in Jerusalem but the whole of Judea, not only Judea, also Samaria, not only Samaria but to the ends of the earth. That's why I say blessed are those who have not seen, yes, believe because of the testimony and witnesses of the apostles, particularly Thomas. Today, all of us are baptized. All of us receive the Holy Spirit. All of us are sent forth to proclaim the good news. That's why I always say, you proclaim the good news through your words, through your life, through your actions. But during this Easter season, every Sunday, those in the new catechumenal community, every Sunday, they go out two by two to proclaim the good news to all the houses around Tawau, around Holy Trinity Church. So we pray for them so that the people may believe and be baptized and have their sins forgiven. Very important also, I want to tell you, last Wednesday, 3 days ago, we started the website for Holy Trinity Church. You can see it in your bulletin. You can see it in the bulletin. www.htc, that is Holy Trinity Church, tawau.net. So we started a website for Holy Trinity Parish because we want to proclaim the good news through the mass media, through the internet, through the website. And of course, this website does not belong to the priest, though it was initiated by Father Sunny. But it does not belong to the priest. It belongs to the parish. It belongs to all of us. That's why all of us have to support it. So I appeal to all the communities, the commissions, the committees, the groups, especially SOCOM, social communication, to contribute to this website, to report, to take pictures and report of all the activities that are happening in Holy Trinity Church. For example, Thursday, we had the senior citizen support group lunch. You can take picture, put a short caption, and give it to the office, give it to JJ, and he'll post it in the website. Or this morning, for example, greening the school in St. Ursula School. Magdalen went to give a talk on eco breaks and composting and organic farming and planting trees. That can also be reported. If you find you have no time to write a report, send a picture with a caption. Greening of St. Ursula School, the day, take a picture, who are those present, Deacon, JJ, Magdalene, school principal, etc., etc. There's so much to report on the CLC, Community Learning Center. There's so much to report. And 11th of May, we're going to launch a program in Holy Trinity Primary School. 25 people will be coming from Keningau to launch this program. They call it a program CASE, that is teaching catechism from primary 1 to primary 6. And the teachers are not Sunday school teachers, not RCIA teachers, not the priests, not the sisters, not even the school teachers. The teachers are the parents themselves. They offer their service, parents themselves, which is a very good thing, because the parents should be the first one to pass their faith to their children. So all these things can be reported in our website. So when people see our website that source evangelization, they will believe, they will be baptized, and they will have their sins forgiven, they'll be saved. Today, we also celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. That's why we have the picture of Divine Mercy. And in that picture, you see two rays, one red, one blue-white. The red, of course, symbolizes the blood of Jesus sacrificed on the cross. The white, blue-white ray symbolizes the Holy Spirit that comes from the cross of Jesus Christ, symbolizing the water of the Holy Spirit, the water of baptism. In short, the words, Jesus, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you as my Savior. The word Jesus means Savior. In Hebrew is Joshua. In Greek is Jesus. Savior. Jesus, I trust you as my Savior. Why? Because you are the only one who loves me until you die, you rose from the dead, and you gave the Holy Spirit. Only the Holy Spirit can save me, and the Holy Spirit can only come from the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Only the Holy Spirit can forgive my sins and save me. That's why Jesus, I trust in you to be my savior. Nobody else can save you except Jesus, because nobody else loves you infinitely. Nobody else loves you infinitely. Until he died, he rose from the dead, gave the Holy Spirit to save you. So don't trust anybody, not even yourself. Trust only Jesus to be your savior. To understand the picture more, we have to read the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 34. The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 34. Remember when Jesus was hanging on the cross, already dead, the soldier came and pierced his side with a lance. Immediately came out blood and water. Blood and water. That's the blood and water you see in the picture. The blood is the blood of sacrifice of the cross. The water, of course, is the water of the Holy Spirit. The water of Holy Spirit, the water of baptism. Only the water of the Holy Spirit can save us. And of course, the church sees in this picture the two most important sacraments of the church. The two most important sacraments of the church. Baptism and Eucharist. The water is the waters of baptism. The blood is the blood of the Eucharist. This is the two most important sacraments of the church. In fact, the Protestants do not believe in seven sacraments. The Protestants believe only two sacraments, baptism and Eucharist. Baptism, you born again in the waters of the Holy Spirit. Eucharist, you eat the body of Christ and drink his blood. You eat this spiritual food. You eat this, you continue to grow as a Christian. Grow in your faith. Grow in your baptism until the day you reach heaven, where you will eat the eternal banquet with Jesus Christ in heaven. The Eucharist, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, is food for the journey, help you to journey to heaven. And don't forget, heaven begins here on earth. Heaven begins here on earth, and it continues for all eternity in heaven. And in heaven, we do not eat the body and blood of Christ anymore. We do not celebrate the Eucharist anymore, because we are in heaven. We will eat the eternal banquet of heaven with Jesus Christ himself. That's why it's so important for those who are baptized to come to Mass every Sunday. Those who are baptized, you must come to Mass every Sunday. You are baptized, you are born again in the Holy Spirit, new life. If you don't eat the body of Christ and drink his blood, you don't eat the spiritual food and drink the spiritual drink to help you in this spiritual journey, we die. If we don't eat and drink, we die. We die. We cannot go to heaven. We die. So it's so important after baptism. We come to Mass every Sunday, eat the body of Christ, drink his blood. So we don't die. On the contrary, we grow stronger and stronger as a Christian. We grow in our faith. We grow in our baptism until the day we reach heaven, where we will eat the eternal banquet of heaven with Jesus Christ himself. So, wish you all a happy Easter. Alleluia, alleluia. So you don't know how to reply. You should say, thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. This is not liturgical, but this is spiritual. Amen.